I know in theory that on the Sunday the kids do the program, I'm not supposed to preach. But in reality, for 13 years, that's never gotten in my way. So, just a few short words about the special occasion that approaches. You know, Joseph's song gets at those strange questions that must have been going through that man's mind. How could it be? Me and this Son of God. You know, on the first Sunday of Advent, I really talked about and hammered home the idea that we must always remember Jesus' humanity. He was fully human, just like us. But some of us may have been wondering, well, yeah, but what about the fully God part? I never got to that. Too often we dwell there and forget about Jesus' humanity. But what does the fully God piece really mean? And so I thought we'd take a moment just to look at two endgame processes for what Christian faith is all about. What is the end game for all of this? Well, one option is something that is called sanctification. You know that word? It's one of those big churchy words. Sanctification. Sanctification is the process of becoming more holy. And we're all in that process of becoming more holy. It actually can lead, sanctification can lead to an actual sinless moral perfection. Most people would believe not on this plane of existence, but that we're moving in that direction. Sanctification, it leads us to look up to the saints. They are our clearest examples. Mother Teresa, Francis of Assisi, and then, of course, Jesus, as human, sets the bar for what it means to be sanctified. It prepares us, as we go through that process in life, to finally stand before the throne of God. Is one way to say sanctification. But there's another end game that there are other groups of Christians believe rather than sanctification. The word that they use is either divinization or theosis or deification. Those are all churchy words, not usually Protestant churchy words. Actually, you see this much more in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Deification or theosis or divinization is a process that we go through throughout our lifetime and even beyond that doesn't prepare us to stand or bow in the presence of God, but actually prepares us to be a part of God. So there's two different end games that we can think about. But the divinization, it comes from different scriptures that can be interpreted in a variety of ways. 2 Peter 1:4 says that we can participate in the divine nature. That we can actually participate in that which is God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, we are being transformed from one degree of glory to another degree, to another degree, to another degree, to another degree. This idea of divinization. In John chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus, probably quoting Psalm 82, 6, says, have I not said that you are gods? That doesn't often sound like a Christian message, but the idea of divinization, that we can become a part of God. It was very common in the early church fathers, Irenaeus, Clement of Alexandria, Justin the Martyr, Theo of Antioch, Hippolytus, and Athanasius, they all wrote something similar to these words, God in Jesus Christ became human that we might become God. Think about what's being offered there. Think about what's being said there. God in Jesus Christ became human that we might become God. St. Catherine of Siena in the 14th century is one of those who has a beautiful metaphor for it. And she talks about a piece of coal. Coal that goes into the furnace is transformed into fire. She doesn't say consumed by fire. The coal is transformed into fire. And speaking in God's voice in her writing, she says, they have been made one with me and I with them. It's some beautiful imagery and a calling to who it is that we're about as we continue on this journey that we've been about during Advent. And so I wonder about Joseph. That Christmas story character who kind of is there and then all of a sudden just kind of disappears from the rest of the story. The one who wondered, how could it be? How can a man be father to the Son of God? I wonder if he ever heard the call in Christ's spirit to divinization, to become one with God, to wonder instead of just how could it be, but to that incredible wonderment of this season, how could it be me?